بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ایوری ون, ویلکم ٹو اندر انلائٹنگ ایپیسوڈ آف دی لاسٹ سیویئر. آئی ایم یور ہوسٹ زینب, اینڈ ٹوڈے وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا ڈیوٹیز آف دا ویٹرز آف امام زمان اج اللہ تعالیٰ فرج, دا ویٹڈ سیویئر آف ہیومینٹی, ود آر اسپیشل گیسٹ برادر محمد لیاقت عباس. السلام علیکم.
وعلیکم السلام سسٹر.
Well, Brother Liaqat has a deep research on this topic, and today we are going to discuss about the responsibilities of the waiters of Imam. Well, we have been discussing about the benefits of the existence of Imam for the entire existence, the benefits of his presence, and we came to some conclusions that Imam is like a sun behind the clouds, and even if it's behind the clouds, there's still the warmth, there's still the light, and people still get benefited. Well, we talked about this in a very general sense, but to get it more practical, I want to ask you, while Imam is in occultation, how do we get benefited from him? How does Imam guide people?
If a true awaiter, in the concept, we are speaking about, so there's a person who's awaiting the Imam to reappear.
Yeah.
He's on the path of obedience.
Yeah.
He's obeying all the rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
That person is like, okay, how am I benefiting the Imam's presence?
Yeah.
Ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. We have a hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, where the Imam says that you are being tested. So the more time you are over there, like example in this world, the more you're tested. And the more you're tested, the more you're purified.
Yeah.
The more you're purified, the more you are gonna glitter.
Wow.
So this awaiter who is waiting for the Imam to reappear, this person is gonna shine like no other day. Okay? Of course, the person is gonna have trouble. Example, is gonna face a lot of difficulty maybe. And during this time, remember the hadith from the Imam himself, Imam al-Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, where he has written a letter to Sheikh Mufid, where he said, we have not neglected you, or we have not forgotten to protect you, nor we have forgotten your remembrance.
Yeah.
Were it not for this, difficulties and calamities would have befallen you, and your enemies would have uprooted you. You would not exist anymore.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for us. Meaning the Imam is helping his awaiters. It's actually the Imam who is doing more for us than we are doing for him.
All right.
You see?
Yeah. So, and also similar like that dua, like it said that do a lot of dua for the faraj of Imam, for his reappearance, you know, because in his faraj lies your faraj.
Yeah, definitely. Your relief.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when you make dua to the Imam or to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make my Imam reappear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The very dua in the very dua, the moment you're asking dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Lies your relief inside it.
Yeah.
Meaning, example, when you say, Allahumma ajjil li waliyaka al-faraj.
Yeah.
Okay. Allah will solve one of your problem of your life.
Yeah.
Because of that very Allahumma ajjil li waliyaka al-faraj.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? In other words, let me be very clear with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like crystal clear over here. It's not necessary for you to ask any other dua.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way. To be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Allahumma ajjil li waliyika al-faraj. May Allah hasten the reappearance of our noble Imam. Yes, we have been talking about when we make dua, imam makes dua for us. This is one of the ways we get benefited from the imam. And we are learning more ways how do we get benefited practically from the existence of imam from Brother Liaquat. Yes, Brother Liaquat.
So we were speaking about the awaiter, like when he's waiting, what is his responsibility? Like one of them is dua, right?
Yeah.
So or asking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the reappearance very quickly. So in this very dua itself, in this very asking, in these very words, you know what? Few people just recite this dua just like that. I would really tell them. Of course, it's a big reminder to myself. It won't cost you if you recite the same dua with your heart. Example, no, it shouldn't be a mere lip service. It shouldn't be just from the tongue or lips. It should be from your heart.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you recite it with your heart, trust me, just once, recite it from your heart. Example, not necessary that you have to be over here or at your home in front of anyone. When you're all alone, at least then, sit and just say once, but with your heart.
Yeah.
Allahumma ajil li waliyak al-faraj.
Allahumma ajil.
Oh Allah, really, I beg of you.
Hasten the reappearance of our noble
okay?
Imam.
Just say this from your heart
right.
And see the impact in your life.
Right.
Of course, the mere dua also helps us. Definitely, there's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
The mere salawat, the mere zikr also helps. Okay?
Yeah, like it said when indeed.
Yeah. Or any other salawat or whatever, it helps us. I'm not talking about it.
Right, I get it. Like it said that, for example, the best way to answer someone when someone asks you, how are you, is to say, Alhamdulillah, because it's a zikr. And rather than just saying, I'm fine, or thank you, I'm not bad, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's better to say Alhamdulillah, because even if you're not, you're not focused what you're saying, but maybe there will be a listener who'll get into the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Maybe
you yourself, when you get focused on that, what you're saying, you get double rewards.
Yes.
So this is like it. For example, even if you're doing the mere dua, maybe the one who is hearing you, maybe he gets into the remembrance of Imam, right?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he is going to get moved.
Yeah.
And maybe a tear might come in his eye, example.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely it would help. And you know what? When I say don't ask for other duas, example, I don't mean just leave everything. No. What I mean is this is the main focus of the dua.
Right.
This is like the main dua. The center.
The umbrella dua, all other duas come
are
under
connected
this.
To this dua.
Right.
Like I would say the markaz, the center of all the duas is this dua.
Right.
You know what? There are scholars who would go to, like, they are the proper awaiters, huh?
Yeah.
Like really the proper awaiters of the imam. They are the orafa, the mystic scholars, who are really the awaiters of the imam, I would say. They would go, when they go to the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam or Sayyidah Masuma salamu alayhi, Imam Radha alayhi salam, and Imam, you know what they do? They just go and they ask only one dua, and that is the reappearance, and they come back.
Mm-hmm.
When it is asked to them, Sheikh, example, why did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask for yourself. Look at yourself, like you don't have much, you have financial difficulties, everything. Then they would say by replying only one thing. With this, everything else is solved.
Right.
Okay. What does it mean? That it means that, you know what? If this dua is
gets
accepted,
answered,
everything is sorted.
Because we have heard about like what are the changes that will come. That will happen when the imam is going to reappear, and most of those changes are like our duas. We either want to prosper in tech, either we want better health, or we want, you know, prosperity, success, and we want less prisoners, we want justice. These are normal duas, and all these are going to be answered inshallah. When imam is going to come.
Inshallah.
So we'll take a short break here and we'll be back in a while.
مهدينا في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين.
أهدى سنه
سنه
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior, and Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me. We are discussing what are the practical ways, how do we actually get benefited from the presence of Imam?
So one of the ways is the dua itself for the awaiters. And you know what? When the real muntazireen, or those who are awaiting the reappearance of the Imam, when they're asking for dua, ask dua through the essence of reappearance. What do I mean? Example, O Allah, bihaqq faraj, meaning, O Allah, with the mercy of the reappearance of the Imam,
right,
make this difficulty of mine or turn this difficulty of mine into ease.
Wow.
Example, give me health with the reappearance
bihaqq
of
faraj,
the Imam.
Right.
Give me prosperity, give me wealth, with the reappearance of the Imam.
Beautiful, yeah.
Example, like remove this oppression from the world with the reappearance of the Imam. Imagine.
Yeah.
If I ask you, sister, how quickly do you want your health to be made better? You want it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Now you're connecting your health with the reappearance of the Imam, meaning you want the reappearance to happen
as soon as possible.
Like you want your health to get better,
right,
as soon as possible.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told about the delayed reappearance.
You the reason.
You are the reason of the delayed reappearance.
Right.
And it is the kuffar who think like this.
Yeah.
Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida.
Yeah.
The kuffar, the disbelievers think that the reappearance is a very delayed process.
Wa
narahu qariba.
Yeah.
But we the believers believe that the reappearance
is very close.
Very near.
Yeah.
إِنَّهُمْ يَرُونَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا كَلَمْهِ الْبَصَرِ example.
Yeah.
We think that it should happen in a blink of an eye.
Blink of an eye,
so
right.
It's like this close to us, you see. We want it this close.
Mm-hmm.
When we want it this close, when we believe that this close can happen,
mm-hmm,
and we are linking as believers, as awaiters, we are linking every single dua of ours to the reappearance of the Imam. Imagine. Like everything is going to change. The concept of reappearance is going to change in our mind. We are going to wait as if like the Imam is going to reappear like tomorrow or today itself. In the next minute, the Imam is going to reappear. Everything will change for us.
Yeah.
Meaning you are going to work for the Imam as if like the Imam were to reappear right now.
Right.
You see, the Imam is going to reappear in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So the awaiter is always ready. Work for the hereafter as if like you're going to die right now.
Right now, right tomorrow.
But work for this world like...
as if you're going to live forever.
Forever,
yeah,
exactly.
It's a beautiful
meaning,
hadith.
Work hard in the manner that you have to stay over here for a long time.
I think also means like in this process of waiting and all making efforts,
uh-huh,
do not forget your daily tasks. Do not forget your dunya. As you said, also in the previous episodes, you made it clear,
uh-huh,
that our daily tasks, our daily routines do not hinder, do not contradict with the waiting.
Definitely.
In fact, our daily tasks could be an effort for the waiting of Imam.
Definitely. Example, if you're doing proper tarbiyah,
yeah,
if you're doing proper upbringing of your child, in a
any
manner,
action that aligns with the
any
obedience
action,
of Imam.
Any action that is in line with the reappearance, concept of reappearance. In mm-hmm fact, we have to ask this dua. And this is my last statement.
Yeah.
O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me an upbringing that I upbring my child in such a manner that the Imam reappears very quickly.
Inshallah. May this be the dua of all parents and may this
Inshallah
be accepted. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.